At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year, everyone. Today, we are taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had surrounding the case against Rex Heuermann, the man accused of being the Long Island serial killer.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Let's go over to Heuermann for a moment. Let's talk about some of the thoughts that have been thrown out there from John Ray, who's one of the attorneys for some of the Gilgo Beach victims and the attorney for the Heuermann family. John Ray has been very vocal about the Heuermann family, Asa Elrup specifically, saying, you know, maybe we should be taking a closer look at them as well and not just look at them as victims. He's made some very large statements saying it's part of a one large criminal enterprise that Heuermann is part of. The attorney for the Heuermann family saying these allegations shouldn't even be dignified with a response. They're emblematic of someone who they thirst for the spotlight, an unquenchable thirst. John's been involved in this case for quite some time, going all the way back to way before Heuermann was even a part of this, when it was simply the investigation into Lisk and these victims on this beach trying to find justice for them. Is it that out of turn of a statement to make on the part of John to say, maybe we should look at this closer with Asa and such? Or is that really, is it going too far?
They're going to take a look. Yep. They would be remiss not to. They have to. They're not going to be talking about it, nor should they. But you can bet they're going to take a look at anyone and everyone that could have been complicit in any way. And certainly, you know, there's some concerning facts, right? Mm-hmm. Concerning her hair, concerning possibly the crimes taking place at that house. We know and we understand that she was gone during the crimes. That's what they're saying. Was she gone during all the crimes? I'm not saying she wasn't. I'm saying that's what they're going to be looking at.
Does that not strike you as, and I'm not trying to go on the bandwagon of there's something with Asa, because I don't know and nobody knows, but it does strike me as odd. That is the simple excuse that, well, they're out of town. I don't know. It just seems too simple for me. It doesn't seem like, I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years and years. And maybe that is what it is. Maybe he only did strike when she was out of town or the kids were away. I guess you would have to assume the kids were away at the same time as she was. But I don't know. It, to me, just on the surface here, that seems like quite a simple explanation that is getting a lot of weight on it.
Well, recall too, we don't know for sure that anything happened at those houses.
Sure.
So that's a possibility. I think it's a strong possibility personally, but perhaps, you know, the killings and everything did take place somewhere outside of that house. That's not the information we have. It is actually, we don't have it confirmed either way.
Yeah.
So they've got to look at both of those options. But if it was, if those crimes took place in that house, absolutely to your point. If they didn't,
yeah,
you know, then maybe it makes total sense that
sure.
There is nothing to imply her knowing about it or the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you'd have to go back and identify every single date and all that. And maybe that should be done. That probably definitely should be done to the best of one's ability of trying to go back into a calendar and figure out where one was over the course of 15 or so years on very specific dates. South Carolina is another area where they're looking at the Julia Ann Bean case. Investigators right now saying we don't really have anything super solid, but one of the most striking statements that's been made was from the daughter of Julia, immediately saying that she recognized Huerman when she saw a photo of the suspected killer who owns a home in Palmetto State. She said, "I have chills. I've seen him. That was the last man I saw with her personally." Number one, how accurate can that be? Obviously, this is an eyewitness statement. It's not always perfect. I know she probably wants to believe that she saw Rex Huerman with her mother. But how much weight does that have? How strong is an accusation like that if they don't have a whole lot of other things seemingly so much to connect right now?
If they don't corroborate it, it's unprovable. Yep. So they would have to really be able to corroborate that with phone records or with cameras or other independent proof, because as you said, literally the least reliable information in conducting a case is eyewitness testimony, unfortunately.
Some of the most emotional and impactful, but some of the least reliable.
Exactly. So very true. And obviously Rex Huerman had very unique qualities. So she could be completely accurate and on point, but they would have to corroborate that.
And that seems to be an interesting thing that we see quite a bit in this case is the description of Huerman. And that's what makes it a little bit different, I think, than others, is his ogre-like appearance. He stands out in a crowd, without a doubt. So it's easy, or it's not so easy, to confuse him with someone else. So I don't know if that ends up putting a stronger weight on this versus others.
I think it puts a stronger weight on it, but it doesn't nullify the fact that they have got to have independent corroboration, or those allegations really cannot be taken as anything that could be chargeable.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.